of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside. I am.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Today is October 26th. I can barely hear myself here for some reason.
That's that okay.
Is that better now? Oh, there we go. Not only that, I have a virus on myself and the computer.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Well, I can handle the computer one, but.
Yeah, exactly. Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kitt. I am your host. Thank you very much. thank you very much. Today is October 26, 2013.
We're going to be quirky.
Yeah, we're quirky today. I'm just now getting over the flu, so bear with me. My mind is still a little foggy here. I'm here in the studio. Be quiet.
Sorry.
Shut up. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda.
Good morning.
And Savannah, our trusted soundboard operator and all-around great gal and producer.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. We are streaming worldwide. You're listening to No Fear Radio, KCNR1460.com. You can call in at 530-605-4567. All our shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can friend me on Mark E. Kitt at Facebook. And, let's see. I don't have any quotes yet. I'll have them in a minute because I'm all screwed up. What about veterans events?
Well, to start with, you know, we had the grand opening for our veterans home yesterday, which was a great turnout out there. And then also, out there again today, they're going to be having a barbecue. And we have Gary Moore, the public relations guy, calling in at about 8:35 to give us all the details on that. Today is the last day for the stand down. So, we've been out there helping out, and I want to give a shout out to all the volunteers that's helped in the kitchen. Without you guys, it wouldn't have happened. So, we had a great turnout. Volunteers really showed up and put forth on the chow line, which was really nice. Also today at 11 a.m., they, are having the flag dedication down at the library. We finally got the flagpole and flag down there. So,
all right.
Yeah, things are coming together. Again, you know, everybody in the North State are great supporters for veterans and community events and pulling together and helping one another. So it's good to see.
Very good. Be the change that you wish to see in the world. Mahatma Gandhi.
Okay.
We had to get that in there because you know how that goes. So let's see. What do we have to talk about? There's so much to talk about today.
Like usual.
Yeah, there's no shortage of news. The first one, Democrats pitch Obamacare delay bill. Now, can you believe this? This is exactly what the Republicans were saying about having to delay this for a year.
Right.
A mandate on the individual. Now, all of a sudden, the Democrats are looking in the eye of reelection and hey, I got a great idea. Let's delay the bill for it. Let's do a
delay on the health care.
Yeah.
Why not?
Oh, boy. You know, I mean, ridiculous. So what else do I have? Oh, I wanted to talk about some NSA stuff, and then we got a lot of stories to go over here. NSA data bank hits mysterious power surges, and this comes from WND. And evidently, their 1.4 billion National Security Agent supercomputer facility in Utah has been racked with unexplained, repeatable repeated electrical surges and explosions that have destroyed hundreds of thousands of dollars of sensitive computers used to store vast amounts of data it scooped up on foreign nationals and Americans. In the past 13 months, there have been some 10 electrical meltdowns in the 200-acre facility in Bluffdale, Utah, which has been unable to run all of its computers and servers now. Okay, I'm thinking God or sabotage here. Okay.
Or a little of both. You know? You never know. Things come in.
Unbelievable. So it's just crazy that, you got this NSA thing that's spying on everybody in the world. And,
even over in Europe, I understand.
Yeah, Europe, they're all upset about it. And they're all spying, sure, probably, but the point being is that how screwed up is it when, you spend $1.4 billion on a computer to spy on everybody and it keeps blowing up and having powers?
I wonder if that's going to help
explosions
with the healthcare, with the website. Is it going to start blowing up? And
I don't know. I mean, unless we're going to store all the data, and then,
all your personal data is in there, if you're signing up and going on there.
How crazy is that? So, let's see, what else have we got going here? We could start with a little bit of the banking stuff here. We've got, several banking issues that have happened in this last week. Let's see, we've got a jury, this is from USA Today, B of A liable for countrywide mortgage fraud. So evidently, this is New York, Bank of America was found liable for fraud Wednesday. No!
Oh, you're kidding.
Fraud? No, banks never do fraud. Okay.
And this isn't the first time with them.
No. Dubbed the hustle, they caused millions in losses to federally backed mortgage finance firms Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae amid the fallout from the financial crisis. The civil verdict was by a Manhattan federal court jury similarly found that countrywide, I didn't even know their subsidiary of, subsidiary of Bank America until I read this.
A couple of years ago.
Yeah, I guess they bought them out. So evidently they're found liable, for civil and possibly criminal fraud. They found liable for the civil fraud, but, is there civil, who knows, criminal fraud? Nah, that couldn't happen.
No.
And on top of that, it seems like the banks are kind of under attack. This is from Matt Tabby at Rolling Stone. And this article is entitled, Nobody Should Shed a Tear for J.P. Morgan Chase. And I'm kind of in agreement with that. They have been fined in a settlement for $13 billion. This is the biggest settlement in the history of settlements, I guess. But we could say, this is a heavy-handed communist Marxist government going after the capitalist free market guys. No. The real deal is that why has nobody gone to jail over any of this stuff? Okay.
Well, once again, you got to cover up,
cover
it up and then promote them. I'm not sure where they go from there, but
Yeah. My take on this is that the negotiations were, just to make sure that nobody went to jail and to levy the highest fine that J.P. Morgan could afford without going out of business. And so, but why is this not, why don't we talk about this on some of the bigger news channels? You see a blurb here and there, but,
maybe across on the ticker tape once in a while, if we're lucky.
Yeah. So it's getting, it seems like the bankers are getting the pressure put on them big time at this point. Why? Because they're so fraudulent and this thing's so ready to blow up. We've got, the government is now putting together, after the break, we'll come back and I'll talk about what the government's been putting together as far as they're ready for the riots that are coming, supposedly on November 1st, because they're going to start cutting back on all the food stamps.
And the riots in this country you're referring to?
That's what they're talking about, and I'll get to the article when we get back from the break, but, evidently there's some problems out there with,
I just heard that, the number one occupation here in the United States is the food stamp program.
Yeah, that's kind of a problem. We're like up 81% with people on food stamps from, say, 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to get ugly before it gets better, folks. So batten down the hatches. Let's go to a break.
All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Guess we're back. Yeah, there's nobody out there watching you because the machines are all exploding and melting down.
We couldn't
and,
be that lucky.
Nah, yeah. How crazy is this world?
Maybe the drones will start exploding.
Speaking of drones, that's a nice segue in. Pakistan, Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, I think that's how you say his name.
Okay.
Called for an end to the drone strikes in his country after Amnesty International reported that more than 400 civilian Pakistanis, or as Obama would say, Pakistanis, has been killed by them. Even though these strikes violate international law and the Pakistan's sovereignty, it should be noted that the level of complaint subsided considerably when Obama pledged $1.6 billion in foreign aid.
Unreal.
Yeah, these drone strikes, they're really bad. You're going to give me money?
Yeah. Let me think about it.
And the same from the Washington Post on the same topic, quoting diplomatic memos and CIA documents, reports that senior Pakistani officials have signed off on the U.S. drone strikes despite the government's official denial. Gee, everybody's on the take. It's crazy out there, isn't it?
All of the money.
Follow the money.
Yeah. All right, let's get back to the food stamp thing. We were talking about it before the break and about they're going to start cutting benefits now that they've got more people on the food stamp ticket.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, that's one of the things I'm looking at right here is the Department of Homeland Security is spending $80 million on armed guards to protect government buildings against expected riots on November 1st. On that date, there will be some cutbacks. on the food stamp program. Nearly 50 million people now receive food welfare, and it is anticipated that some of them will turn violent if their benefits are reduced.
Imagine that.
Well, it's coming.
Yeah.
See, it's coming, and people don't understand that we still have a worldwide banking crisis in conjunction with our government, who's overspending and borrowing money and counterfeiting the shortfall. And this has been going on for quite some time, and there's going to be a price to pay. The piper will be paid at some
point. Yeah, and you know, back when they were getting, everybody was getting on the food stamp program. That's one thing that, you know, was always in the back of my mind. They're getting everybody hooked on this food stamp ticket.
Right.
And then if they start cutting it back, you know, what do they think's going to happen?
Yeah.
You know,
it's kind of a problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because these guys are, you know, that are on food stamps,
you know, they all thought, oh, this is great.
Well,
and I'll just keep getting it and I'll get more.
It's like
they never realized then they gave the control to the government and they can, but they giveth, they can taketh away.
But the government giveth, they taketh away. That's exactly right. It's like giving a guy a fishing pole instead of a fish. They have to learn to fish. And once you're on these benefits for so long, you forget how to fish if you're not careful.
Yeah,
whether
exactly.
It's unemployment or whatever it is. You're not hungry. You're not in the marketplace. You're not striving. You're not working. So you start to lose your edge. And so you get dependent on it. That's the whole point. And then,
exactly.
and then once you're dependent on it, the government then is going to take advantage of that because you'll vote certain ways or do certain things.
Yes.
Excuse me. Now, in the defense of the people on the welfare or on the food stamps, you know, a lot of them are in need right now. And
because there's no jobs. So, they've got them in a really bad situation.
Correct.
And that's where we need to step up.
Well,
with a lot of this stuff and get involved more.
Well, it's going to be a problem down the road here. And, you know, and they're also starting to initiate capital control. See, I think we're starting to escalate into this emergency to a big degree. And people don't realize that last week, Chase Manhattan, Chase Manhattan is going to put capital controls. You can no longer, after November 17th, you can't withdraw or do so many transactions on so much money during a period of time. And
Anyway,
I thought we were going to have a caller there, but I guess not. Anyway, so also what now is Wells Fargo starting to step up to the plate. So the Wells Fargo is going to step up to the plate here and do what's called an excess activity fee.
And they determine what is excess.
Yeah, I have a little note here from Wells Fargo. An excess activity fee occurs when you exceed the federal regulatory limits on saving account transfers. Regulation D limits certain types of withdrawals and transfer transactions you can make on your out of your savings and money market accounts to maximum combined of total of 6 per month or a monthly statement period including. So you're starting to see capital controls creeping in. What that means is that if you have your money in the bank, it's going to be like Argentina if you're not careful here, that you won't be able to get to it, or you'll only be able to get to
so much in a
given period at a time. And so that looks like we're starting to head in that direction on this capital control stuff. And because the crisis is not over, it's just starting to be, you know, we've been through the eye of the storm here. And we're going to start seeing more and more of this stuff because the real deal is they have solved nothing. What they've done is they've pushed it out. They've spent more money. They've created more debt. You know, the banking industry.
Yeah,
is,
the problem's just growing larger and larger
and
larger.
Bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bubble. You know, uh-huh. It's a monetary bubble. And so it's, take a warning shot off the bow here and start being prepared if you're not. I'm sorry. I got to get a cough drop.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Just don't keep spreading your germs, you know, but,
I'm trying.
It's just crazy, the whole thing. And if people can't see that the bubble's just the bubble's getting so big. It can only get so big before it bursts.
It's bursting. It's just, at what speed does it burst? Now, with that, let's go to another item here. This is from the, Western Center for Journalism. And the title of this article is IRS Tax Credit Benefits Illegals to the Tune of $4.2 billion. Now, this illustrates exactly what we're talking about. You know, this redistribution thing that we've got going is right out of the Marxist playbook.
Right.
You know, what you do is you spend the money, you spend the country into the ground on anything possible, become insolvent, and then when it collapses, then you take over.
Hmm. Yeah.
I mean, gee, there couldn't be any plan like that.
No, I mean, just like Harry Reid out of Nevada, you know, people want to pay more taxes. Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know. Dingy Harry, as Rush calls him, or, you know,
Harry.
Harry the Magnificent, whatever you want to go with.
Well, we'll leave that one alone.
But, this is right out of the article. While an ongoing scandal continues to prove that the level of disdain the Internal Revenue Service holds towards conservative groups, recent reports indicate the tax collecting agency is quite fond of another community, illegal aliens.
Yes.
So, you know, there would be plenty of money out there if we would stop this frivolous spending across the board on a lot of stuff. I mean, instead of helping the poor, you know, we have a $6 billion war, $6 trillion war. You know, if we'd stop all of this,
or spending, I forget how much it is to change the covers for Marines, you know. $1.6 million or something.
We could go on and on and on about the spending. They can't spend it fast enough. And any clear thinking, reasoning person has to say, "What up?"
Well, you would think, you know.
You know, are they that delusional that they can just spend and spend and spend and counterfeit the shortfall, and there's not going to be anything that comes of it? So, with that, you know, we've got taking advantage of the IRS additional child tax credit. Officials said that illegals have received $4.2 billion in improper payouts. Senator Charles Grassley spoke out against the practice, explaining that the applicable laws need clarification that undocumented immigrants are not eligible. So, in other words, I just come over here, I file a tax return, I don't even know if, use somebody else's social security number,
right,
and get illegal tax credits.
Unbelievable, because they don't even have to file returns anyway. Now they can file them and get money back.
Yeah. So along with Mike Enzi, he's a Republican from Wyoming, Grassley explained that he is the co-sponsor of the bill that would clarify and close the loophole. But here we go. Matt, here's the great Harry. What's his name? Harry the Magnificent.
Yeah. Out of Nevada.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, however, has not yet allowed them to present the amendment. So what does that tell you? I mean, really? So we've got, you know, by their own admission, improper payouts, $4.2 billion.
Right.
We have a spending problem. The budget's way over. But Harry will not allow them to present the amendment to clarify it so that they can't do the illegal payouts? What's going on there, Mr. Reid?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
That's crazy.
The Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration seems to support the spirit of the amendment. According to a 2009 audit, officials believe legislation is needed to clarify whether or not refundable tax credits, such as the ACTC, is what we're talking about, the Additional Child Care Tax Credit, may be paid to filers without a Social Security. They don't even have to have a Social Security number.
Unbelievable. But you and I do.
Yeah.
And our kids do in order to get any on our income tax forms. We have to have all that pertinent information.
I'm thinking.
Oh, we know that. Otherwise, they reject them.
Now, isn't everybody feeling all warm and fuzzy about having these guys control our health care, too?
Yeah, the 16,000 new ones, new officers or agents they appointed.
Yeah, this is going to be fair.
Yeah. Sure. Unbelievable.
Number one, they target all of the conservative groups, and then, but we'll give away to illegal aliens tax credits that don't have Social Security numbers, and Harry Reid doesn't want to change that? Well, it's getting to the point where if you're not getting a little mad here, then you're probably either not alive and you can't even fog up a mirror. Okay. or you're an illegal alien, or you're so delusional that when the whole thing topples,
and you say that votes can't be bought.
Well, it's kind of going to be like the healthcare.
You know, that's where they're coming from, the Democrats, you know. Hey.
It's going to be like the healthcare guys. Listen, I wanted free healthcare. I didn't know I was going to have to pay for it, you know. It's like, you want me to pay for it? It's like what, you know?
They said that the healthcare was going to be helping out the younger folks, and the younger the kids, you know, teenagers and stuff, are end up having to pay more than anybody else, and it was supposed to be set up to help them.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, so I...
So once again, their program and system isn't working like they told us it was. Not that they would lie.
And isn't it great that the guys that are going to administer it are these guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just give a bunch of, we'll give like, you know, 4 million there, 4 billion. Yeah, you know, billions and millions, yeah. You know, we'll just give it away to a bunch of illegal aliens with no social security numbers, you know? What could go wrong? Yeah. Anyway, yep. I think we're about ready for a break because I need one.
Okay. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, Community Radio for the North State.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
The Shasta Marines cordially invite you to the 238th birthday celebration of the United States Marine Corps to be conducted at the Event Center at the Wind River Casino on Sunday, November 10th, 2013. Guest speaker will be Colonel Dean Caswell, United States Marine Corps retired a fighter pilot during World War II who flew with Colonel Jim Sweat, Medal of Honor recipient and formerly a resident of Reading. For additional information, contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595. Happy birthday, Marines, and Semper Fidelis.
Everywhere around the world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward
and Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Yeah, a little quirky this morning.
We're just all over the place this morning.
Eddie Grant, Electric Avenue, that came out of the deep in the archives, deep in the man cave. Okay, so I have another story here. Our guest should be calling in. Our guest is who today?
His name is Gary Moore, and he's the public relations for the Veterans Home out there. And they are having a barbecue.
Oh, good.
And so he's going to call in and give us the details on that and then kind of go over a little bit about what happened at the grand opening. The community really came out and showed a big support yesterday for that. So, yeah.
Cool. Yeah,
so that's who it is.
I caught a little bit of on the news last night. I got my TV turned back on.
You know, before we go to that story, down at the Stand Down, I met this this lady that has a school of beauty here. It's called Marinello's. And veterans and military people and police and fire departments can get haircuts down there at 50% off.
Oh, nice.
So a haircut's like $2.50. And I was looking for the address here. It is at 1560 Market Street. Mm. And the number is 242-4120. But yeah, they were really nice girls. They were down there giving free haircuts over the last couple days. So yeah, I just wanted to give them a plug.
Give them a plug.
Yeah.
That's very good. Very good. So I guess while we wait for our caller, I'll hit this other story. This comes from Tom Fitton at Judicial Watch. Smoking gun docs reveal former top Acorn operative continues to advise Obama officials on housing issues. Now, if that's not, if that's not a loaded headline, then you are out of touch. So what we've got is that we've got a problem here is that, and I'll read the line here. Every time I read through the documents, we uncover details detailing Acorn's covert activities inside the Obama administration. Now, we thought they were all gone, right?
Right.
Wrong. Try for double jeopardy in the bonus round. Or click on a news story about yet another state-level Acorn corrupt spinoff. I feel like I'm living in a bad zombie movie. Acorn is truly the organization that will not die. Time and time again, it rises from the grave, shambling towards Washington with outstretched hands, looking to grab some more tax dollars or bend the ear of another Obama official. So maybe this there's something to this zombie thing. Like Acorn, you can't kill it.
It just won't go away.
According to documents that were received under the Freedom of Information Act, that's FOIA for all of you listeners out there that are listening. I'm really out of it today.
Okay.
Sorry. But Acorn is a problem here because it just keeps coming back. You know, in December 10 of 2012, a senior advisor, Brenda Munoz, wrote to this guy's name, Dorpat Palin, to be introduced as a director for leaders in the Housing Council. In this meeting that was held at the Washington Renaissance Hotel on December 12th, they invited Munoz and these other people into this thing. And evidently from these emails and so forth, you know, that are happening here, these guys are back in the housing. Now, these are the Acorn guys. They're back in they got the new name, the Affordable Housing Affordable Modification Program, HAMP, and Making Affordable Loans Program and so forth. And they've changed their name to Protect the Guilty. And the National Housing, and they're in conjunction with the National Housing Resource Center, which is a George Soros funded project from the Tides Foundation. Okay. Apparently this began operating in early 2012, the same time that Acorn's previous housing related spinoff Affordable Housing Centers of America closed its doors. We see this quite a bit with the Acorn spinoffs, like a corrupt mob shop that shuts down on one side of the street and opens up days later on the other side under a new name. So that's these smoking gun documents clearly show continued collusion among the Obama Department of Housing and Urban Renewal and the controversial Consumer Financial Protection Administration and Acorn spinoffs, and provide more evidence that Barack Obama has turned the federal government housing policy over to the far left Acorn organization guys. Now, these are the guys that were supposed to be prosecuted. Remember?
Yeah.
How is it after scandals of Acorn and its contributions to the housing crash? And, you know, remember Veritas report,
right,
with James O'Keefe, the videos, you know, there
all the evidence,
prostitution,
yeah,
going on. Oh, that's okay. You can still get in, you know, prostituting, you know, setting up houses for prostitutes from offshore because Acorn and its many Frankensteins, as former Acorn head Bertha Lewis called them, the mini Frankensteins, have a long, deep relationship with the President Barack Obama, who is truly the president from Acorn. So if that doesn't heat you up a little bit, you're not listening.
Yeah.
Now,
with that, I guess we have a caller on the line. It's Dar. Dar, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was reading my Newsmax that dated September 2013, and I'm looking at through this, and I see that the lawmakers are seeking a new national park. But but it's not the United States, it's on the moon. I had to do the double take on this. Have you heard of this?
Yes, I have.
I actually have heard of it. I wasn't sure if it was actually true or not.
And I will just read it to you. It says, in what Commonwealth has further evidence members of Congress don't have enough to do, two Democrats, Representative Donna Edwards of Maryland and Representative E. Bernice Johnson of Texas, are proposing a national park on the moon. The Apollo Lunar Landing Legacy Act would seek to preserve the Apollo lunar landing sites for posterity in defense of the area, of the idea. Edwards stated, I don't think that there is anything far-fetched about protecting and preserving such irreplaceable items in such a hallowed place. Well, for one thing, that doesn't belong to us. That's just one thing. And then, of course, the money that it would take to go up there and set it up and then keep it running, they couldn't even do that, you know, with this last business when we had the problem with the funding, the funding. And I just think that these people are nuts.
Well, do you think it's safe to say that it's a little pie in the sky?
Okay. But another thing is, I mean, you know, we're in trouble with our allies already. Can you imagine if we started taking over the moon?
I
mean, my gosh, that's not our territory. But it's so stupid. It's stuck on.
Well, it's really stupid if you are financially and fiscally responsible. It's really stupid if you are concerned about the American people and our fiscal solvency. It's really stupid if you want to do something good for the country. Not so stupid if you're trying to collapse the system because you're spending money that we don't have on stupid things that produce nothing. Sounds like Brewster's Millions.
Yeah, but
it's beyond stupid. To me, it's not logical.
It's criminal.
Because the thing is that this is the moon. There's nothing happening up there. Nothing is deteriorating.
No, but what it does is it digs a deeper hole in the debt. What it does is puts the American people more at risk for insolvency. What it does is puts us to have to borrow money from other countries like China so that we become indebted to the servant or, you know, servant to the lender. So when you look at it from the perspective is the government trying to take over and change us with, you know, fundamentally change our governing system, then it makes perfect sense.
Well, the thing is to me is that it's illogical because it is not part of the United States. It's not part of the world. I mean, our country, the planet. And it's, to me, I don't understand what, they must not have any conscience at all as far as when it comes to feeling stupid. They must just blab everything out and not even think like Nancy Pelosi does. Most of the time when she talks, I don't even know what she's talking about.
Trey Gowdy said that she's beyond stupid, but I wish I'd queued up Smashing Pumpkins walking on the moon or something, you know.
But they're not logical anyway. Darn.
I know, but I just thought, you know, they haven't said anything on our government controlled media about this. But
well, that's the real deal right there. I mean, that now you said, and that's what you got to understand here. This is a takeover of to get rid of the Constitution, to get rid of our freedoms, and this has happened over and over and over in a lot of other countries. And you know, the first thing they do is get control of the media, then the healthcare, and you know, it's right on track. The only thing that's off track is the fact that more people are waking up because we have the internet, which we didn't have before. And now you can get alternative sources of information that you couldn't get before. The mainstream media before had a total lock on this. They fed you whatever they want. They
yep.
still feed you, and a lot of people are out there believing this crap that the mainstream media is feeding them because they don't understand how to turn on a computer, especially the older people. But the younger people are starting to wake up.
Yeah, a lot of the younger people, they get all their news from Saturday Night Live and David Letterman and talk shows. Another
Colbert,
thing I just
Colbert
want to
Report
say,
or, yeah, go ahead.
They want to talk, they're talking about, and of course I'm against this, legalizing marijuana nationally.
Yeah.
Because what has happened up in Washington State, according to what I have heard, and this legalizing, when I was a kid, when I was 13, 14 years old, we were supposed to smoke, but we managed to get a hold of a few cigarettes here and there. Well, anyway, they're having a problem up there with young people, 12, 13, 14, getting marijuana.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean,
I'm not for marijuana. I'm against the federal government
regulating
it. I think it's like alcohol. personally. I don't think young
kids... I don't think the federal government has to regulate anything. I'm for states' rights.
Absolutely.
That's for the Constitution.
Yep.
That's the problem with that whole issue is that, you know, when they regulated alcohol, they had to do it by amending the Constitution. They've amended nothing. What they've done is usurp power from the states' rights, and that's the big problem there. You know, I don't think anybody should smoke it. I think it's dumb. At the same time, it needs to be regulated at the local level. Anyway, we gotta go to a break.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in, Dar,
and have a great day. And with that, we'll go to a break, and our caller's on the line. This is 530-605-4566. This is KCNR 1460.
Inspired by outdoor adventure around the globe and in your own backyard, the Fly Fishing Film Tour will exhilarate you with amazing big screen stories when it comes to the Cascade Theater at 7 p.m. on October 26th. Be captivated by films that highlight journeys to Thailand and Bolivia, as well as adventures about our own McLeod River. Get your tickets today to be taken away to the most captivating places on Earth. The Fly Fishing Film Tour brings films from the annual Fly Fishing Film Tour in Boulder, Colorado to around the world. One of the best film tours for the aspiring outdoor enthusiasts and avid anglers alike. Proceeds from this event will benefit Casting for Recovery, an organization that provides an opportunity for women whose lives have been profoundly affected by cancer to gather in a natural setting and learn the sport of fly fishing. For more information, visit ShastaTrinityFlyFishers.org or call the Cascade Theater's box office at 530-243-8877. This stop of the tour is hosted by The Fly Shop and Shasta Trinity Fly Fishers.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Yeah, quirky. What can I say? 4 a.m, not enough coffee, kind of not feeling real good, a couple of woozy pills, and, man, you pull up a
Okay, and with that, I believe we have Gary on the line, don't we, Savannah? Hey, Gary, are you there?
I am here, yes. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you after yesterday?
Fabulous.
Yeah, it was a great turnout, wasn't it?
We are very pleased. I think everybody was very happy with the way that things turned out yesterday, and boy, the list of people who contributed and volunteered and helped put this whole thing together is a mile long. So, you know, for that, I just want to say thank you to everyone who participated in the whole thing yesterday. It's just such a great feeling at this place right now.
That's wonderful. Do we about have a count how many people showed up?
It's unofficial, but we believe that we were very close to about 1,100 people yesterday.
Nice. Nice turnout for the community. So today you have a barbecue going on out there. You want to kind of tell us about it?
I do. Today is a community open house. Everyone is invited to come down here and take a tour of the Reading Veterans Home. after yesterday's grand opening and ribbon cutting. We are officially open. We have four residents here, which are four really nice gentlemen, and they'll be out here for a little event today. We're going to have a band playing from 11 to 2, and the Asphalt Cowboys are down here right now, and they're doing a tri-tip barbecue. The times of the events today are 11 until 2 o'clock. So once 2 o'clock gets here, everything's going to be pretty much over. So come early and take a tour with us and enjoy the barbecue and listen to the band and see the home. It's beautiful.
All right. That's great. Yeah, I know. I was out there helping him with the grand opening. It was just amazing. I know a lot of people want to get into the building and see what it looks like, because I know a lot of the community hasn't been out there yet and seen exactly what a nice facility it really is.
It is. It's a beautiful site, and we have on-staff people here today. We'll be doing guided tours. The tours take about 15 minutes, and we'll walk you through and show you one of our neighborhoods. We call them neighborhoods. There's five different neighborhoods in here. And the guided tours will take you right through and show you all the beautiful things and the things that people really want to know about inside the home. It's just a fantastic place.
Yeah, I know. I've been through the home, and I don't think a lot of people realize that there's like little areas in the neighborhoods where people can go and visit the residents, and there's like a little kitchen and they can eat and go outside, and it's more like a home setting instead of a facility.
It's very much a home setting. I walked in this morning first thing, and in the dining hall there sat our very first resident, Ford Bishop, and he was having his breakfast. They have breakfast, lunch, and dinner times, and they have snack times and things like that. But there are some things around the home that most people don't know about, and those are related to activities, which we will have all the time. Like, we've got ping pong tables, there's a horseshoe pit, there's a shuffleboard court, there's a bocce ball court, there's a couple of different putting greens in different areas of the home, and you'll be able to see all that stuff today when you come down here and take a little tour.
Okay, that's great. And that's from when to when?
11 to 2.
All right.
So get here before 2, and you'll get to see the place. You'll get to enjoy the barbecue. At the Asphalt Cowboys are out here right now, all dressed up in their yellow uniforms and looking good, and the barbecue is rolling already. Well, the barbecue has started, and the cooking is underway. We won't serve until a little bit after 11.
All right. So people, get on out there. Enjoy taking a tour in the home and some good food out there at the Veterans Home.
Yeah, thank you, Linda, for having me. It's my pleasure to call in.
All right. Thanks a lot, Gary, and I'll be talking to you soon.
Okay, have a nice day.
You too. Bye.
All right, very good. Now on another note, I wanted to at least get this out on the airwaves. If you want to protest the fire tax, you still have time to do that. If you would like to protest the fire tax to be eligible for a refund, then there's a class action lawsuit going to court this next year. To be eligible for the refund, you must pay the bill and file paperwork within 30 days of the date on the bill. The downloaded forms can be had at firetaxprotest.org. That's firetaxprotest.org or calfirefee.com.
I'm glad you brought that up, because actually next week on the show, we will be talking about that fire tax.
Okay,
we got a couple different people hopefully coming in and going over that topic.
Okay, very good. Well, we got a few more minutes here. Might as well go over some more headlines here. The UN International Monetary Fund is proposing a 10% tax for households with positive net wealth, meaning savings, retirement accounts, or home equity. It is proposing this. It also proposes escalating income and consumption tax increases, culminating in direct confiscation of assets. This is in addition to what taxes are already applied by national and local governments. Now, wait a minute.
So am I getting this right? If you have a certain amount of money in the bank, they're going to tax you on it.
That's what they're proposing. This is
no matter what.
The UN International Monetary. Now, wait a minute. So now we're going to have a world government taxation. Is that what they're looking for here?
Yeah.
This comes from Forbes. Forbes magazine was posted on October 19th. So you might look that into that if you, you know, think that that could be a problem, or maybe you at least be aware of it. You know, that's what they're trying to push us for. Maybe that's what this collapse in the system's about, is One world global government. I know that, you know, New World Order stuff. That's all conspiratorial things. It could never happen. And we could never have a communist in the White House, and we would never go under and have any problems with our debt. So
not at all.
Yeah. It can't happen here. Just like the Titanic. So let's see what else have we got going on here. Here's another story. Arizona man, a mass shooting was thwarted by a Arizona man carrying a concealed weapon. It happened at a party when a man arrived with a rifle and began shooting in the air. Then he lowered the barrel and aimed directly at people. One of the guests retrieved his concealed handgun and brought the potential killer down. Now, I guess we didn't hear about that one in the media.
No.
Yeah, this was from Guns and Freedom, October
21st.
Yeah.
Which we know that this happens time and time again, but again, we have the right. So if that guy wouldn't have been there, how many lives would have been lost?
Who knows?
But you know?
The fact that nothing ever gets reported on the other side is really the story there.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Oregon is launching a new program to tax drivers by the mile using GPS tracking devices. If the Oregonians let them get away with it, we can be sure other states will follow. Excuse me.
Yeah, well, that's been talked here in California too, and many other states in that is taxing you after so many miles that they're going to put those little devices
on GPS devices. Yeah. Then they can just tax you however much you drive. Yeah.
People can afford it as it is, you know, in the economy, and then they're going to be taxed on top of, I mean, we already pay taxes on our gases for one.
Well, you know, that's the answer for all government guys is to tax everybody, keep taxing, 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 taxing. Because what that does is that turns everybody into slaves. Get it? Everybody turns into a slave. It's Surf City. Here we come.
Not only that, but then they can keep track of what you're doing a little bit more.
Yeah. Of course, the government would never try to track us or listen to all of our conversations or anything like that or put us in servitude. Or nothing.
No,
nothing like that could ever happen. So that's a new thing on the horizon, just in case you want to know. Let's hope the Oregonians squash that, like it should be. Let's see. Unidentified school in Richmond, Virginia sent a letter to parents informing them that the federal government requires students to eat food provided by the school. That if they want to bring a sack lunch from home, that they have to have a doctor's note.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Unbelievable. And we know that the food that they are feeding the kids in the school is so nutritious and so good for them.
All they eat is broccoli.
Yeah.
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 Hmm. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I get these news stories and I just can't even believe
it. It just doesn't stop.
It never stops. It never stops. You know, here's another one from Fukushima.
Say that fast.
Fukushima fast three times. This is from the frontline workers at the Fukushima nuclear meltdown site, described how they are tricked, exploited, and exposed to radiation danger, just like in China. Many workers are forced to live at the job site and find it impossible to escape.
Oh. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's from Reuters. So these guys are out there telling us, I signed up for a job. I end up on a nuclear facility in a prison camp. Yeah, I can't leave to go home because I'm probably radiated by now because they lied to me about the danger in the first place. How screwy is that? Yeah.
Control population pretty good.
We're down to about 2 minutes here. I got one last story here. Mexico has suspended planting of all genetically engineered corn crops as a result of a court ruling. The judge sided with activists who said that native varieties of corn were contaminated with low levels of lab-engineered genes despite the 1998 ban on cultivating genetically engineered corn. Mexico is the first North American country to ban genetically engineered crops. It is likely that this decision will be challenged. This is from the Natural News, 2013, October 25th. So, wow. You know, I mean, how can we never hear about this stuff? All these other, sideshows, you know.
Yeah. Again, keep us busy someplace else so we can slip it in over here, you know.
I don't know. You just think that some of this stuff would be important, to the, reporting, to some of these news outlets. Maybe that's why they're starting to change their thought process. Like, we talked about, Bill O'Reilly, for example, talking about the communist, thing. You know, I think they're losing their audience is what's happening. Everybody's running to alternative media, you know, and I'm not saying alternative media or the web, the internet.
The internet.
is not the, you know, the purveyor of all truth. But what I'm saying is at least you get alternative stories that you can't get any place on mainstream.
Yeah.
And people are starting to figure out that they're being misled, or at the very least, they're not being told everything that's going on.
And I guess with that, we're done with this show.
Yep.
Like I said, next week we'll be talking about that good old fire tax, speaking of taxes and everything crazy that's going on out there. So
very good. You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And this is KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Obama administration is getting a private company to take the lead on its troubledhealthcare.gov website. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Nearly a month into the botched computer rollout of Obamacare, the administration is finally getting some outside help to take the lead. Officials say that one of the website's subcontractors, QSSI Incorporated, is being promoted to general contractor with overall responsibility for fixing the healthcare.gov website. Until now, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services had the lead role. Greg Clugston, SRN News, the White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Obama is urging Congress to devote even more money to education.
A budget that cuts what we don't need, closes wasteful tax loopholes that don't create jobs, freeing up resources to invest in the things that actually do help us grow. Things like education and scientific research.
The president spoke at a high school in Brooklyn.